855-56-87. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
All right, thank you very much, Kid Rock. It is Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. I told you, Aaron, I needed notes. If I don't read it, see, I'm reading the Tuesday right there. If I'm not reading the right line, or if it's not a subject line, I'm not reading it.
We are learning this.
We established that, right? Emails are useless with me. There has to be a subject line, or I don't read your email. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. Broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You can find City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. We even got clever about that, the sponsorship of the room. Who does that, right? It's like the Granger Studios in hockey or whatever, you know, college football. So anyway, this is Lake Havasu Unified School District Day. Get those fingers warmed up to touch tone your phones at 928-854-5687. I don't even know where this stuff comes from sometimes. Anyway, we have a pair of Aarons in the room. We've already established they are Aaron and Aaron attorneys at law. Just kidding. Aaron Horvath, you are the, I would say, the new HR director.
That's correct.
But that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know about tough shoes to fill. I don't know. I didn't work with Lindsay. But definitely notable shoes to fill. How's that for a word?
Thank you. It's great. Every day is a new learning experience.
Is it?
It is.
When's the last time you got to put a radio announcer in the timeout?
You will be my first.
Oh, okay. Perfect. She says will be, not could be. I like it. I like it a lot. Erin Erickson is here as well. She is the Grants, Travel, and Tax Credits
Specialist.
Specialist.
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot to be a specialist for.
Yeah. It's a long title there.
Yeah. Do you teach as well?
We do not. No.
You used to.
I used to.
You used to?
I did not.
You did not. What
no.
did you teach? Ms. Horvath?
I worked at Little Knights Preschool.
Yeah?
Where your assistant went to school.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That explains a lot, though.
Wow. I know. No. He did such a good job.
No, because I know what level she's on. That's great. She's still, well, sometimes the penmanship is a little, you know. Anyway, let's go to Viviana Rowe. I love that name, Viviana.
Thank you.
And that's easy to remember. It's like Vivian with an A, right?
Yes.
Viviana Rowe is a substitute coordinator. And, folks, if you have any sort of a college education, they always look at me, by the way, because I do. They want you at the Lake Havasu Unified School District. So if you're a retired teacher, you have, what, an associate degree or the equivalent?
You could do just high school diploma.
Because we can go into substitutes right now.
Okay.
If that's okay with the HR director.
Sure.
All right. So what are the open positions that the district is hiring for right now? Is it, who fills that question?
I will start that one.
HR.
HR.
There you go. All right. Perfect.
So currently we have a elementary school principal opening for Jamaica, a high school principal opening.
Those aren't just openings, though.
Those are big openings.
Okay.
We have 18 teacher positions currently open.
When you talk about principals, are you talking about recruiting from within? Are you talking about going outside? Are you looking at, say, the Colorado River Union High School District?
Anybody who wants to apply.
Or like where John Moss went, which would be the Clark County School District, right?
Yes.
He's a good friend of mine, by the way. Went to Laughlin High School.
Yes.
What a What a move, though, right?
Huge change.
It's a big move. It's a big, big move. And, yeah, the Cougars, I was there at year one, not going to school, but announcing for the sports teams there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, long, long time ago, in another life. But what are some of the benefits in working for the Lake Havasu Unified School District?
Oh, my goodness.
A lot.
We have an amazing benefits package. We've been working really hard on getting pay increases for our employees over the last couple of years. We have an Arizona State retirement match at 12% for our employees.
Really? 12%?
12%.
That's better than any 401k right now, anyway. That's really, so if I put in so much a pay period, mm-hmm. they match 12%?
So it is required for you as an employee to put in 12%, yeah.
And then to participate in the program. That's the public employees retirement. I don't remember.
Arizona
what's
State Retirement.
It's a state retirement fund? Yeah. So you get to look at all that fun paperwork,
we
don't
do.
You? As a HR director,
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges to your position?
Wow.
You weren't expecting that one?
I was not expecting that. Stick to the script, man.
I don't know about that. All right. You're trying to cage me in here. So, no, seriously, and there's questions about professional background. What are you looking for in these principals?
In the principals?
Yeah. That they have prior experience as a principal? Is there
as a teacher, prior experience as a principal would be... Uh-huh. It would be good.
Right.
We're working really hard, though. You asked where we were recruiting. It's
yes.
open to anyone who wants to apply. We've been working really hard at growing our own. As we talked about earlier before the show, we had raised the principal and assistant principal and dean salary schedule to hopefully entice some of our current employees to apply for these positions.
Okay.
So
current employees,
like our teachers,
I don't want to like give away trade secrets or anything, but do you tend to identify candidates and then hope that they apply or maybe how does that work? I always wonder that because I've been asked to apply for jobs from within, mm-hmm. you know, at bigger companies and that. And I always wondered how that process worked from an HR standpoint.
We just send out reminders about what jobs are open.
It's all an equal playing field then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going around.
A level playing field.
Shoulder tapping anybody.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. So so then you said a elementary school principal, mm-hmm. high school principal.
18 teacher positions.
18
open.
Teacher positions. What kind of teachers?
We need 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade, and, oh my goodness, special education.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Really need special education teachers.
So is that SPED? I've heard that call. Okay. What are the requirements? So that's a little more specialized, isn't it?
It is more specialized. There's more schooling involved, more training.
What if there was somebody outside the area that said, well, you know, I'm not really getting anywhere where I'm at. Maybe I should go to Lake Havasu Unified School District. What do you have to offer?
So if you have a bachelor's degree, we have a lot of alternative certification programs that last anywhere between 18 months to 2 years. And you can work in the classroom at the same time that you're being certified to be a teacher.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Is there a pay bump after that certification?
There is. Yep. Yeah, so after the certification, you'd go up to our year one teacher pay, which is now $50,000.
Oh, it's 50 to start?
It is.
Okay, great. I heard the school board did that. So let's go on to what should employees and families know about the upcoming staff recognition awards?
Oh.
That one's new to me.
Teacher of the Year, Rookie Teacher of the Year, and Support Staff of the Year.
You still call them rookies? Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. So they will be presented
first
at the board
teacher.
Meeting. First-year teacher, yeah.
First-year teacher?
At the board meeting on March 12th.
What's the toughest part about being a first-year teacher? I would imagine that you're under a few constraints, maybe keeping...
Classroom management.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at.
Will be I personally think that is the biggest struggle with our first-year teachers. You can do all the student teaching you want, but there's always somebody there mm-hmm. helping you. And when you get into that classroom full of 20, 30 kids by yourself.
It's just you, yeah.
Yeah, it can be a little challenging.
Yeah, I bet, especially 30. The bigger the classroom, right?
Yeah.
So is there a particular grade that's tougher for some than others?
That I don't know. Most people go into teaching knowing what grade level best suits them.
I don't know if I could handle middle school. That would be tough.
That's a special kind of.
Sixth, seventh,
yeah.
eighth, ninth.
There's
just, eighth,
yeah.
the hormones are bouncing around like atoms, you know? I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And then they collide. And there's big explosions and that. So anyway, let's talk about school tax credits. That's your specialty, the other Aaron.
That is.
Yes.
So I guess first of all, I'll just kind of explain what they are and how they benefit us. So school tax credit payments are a way for you to contribute to our students while allowing you also to reduce the amount of your tax liability to the state. So the amount you would pay, $200 for a single taxpayer or $400 for those married couples filing jointly, will be able to donate and claim that amount as a credit on your state tax return. So the difference between a credit and a deduction is that for a tax credit, you actually get a dollar for dollar reduction in the tax that you owe versus the other where it just reduces your taxable income. So if you put that $400 for a married couple, that actual amount comes back to you as a full-on credit.
Right. But if you, let's say you owe $300 and you put in $400, you don't get $100 back. It just brings you down to zero.
Correct.
Right. Those have been going on for a while. Are we still using school tax credits for, say, the athletes and the sign-up fees and that?
Yes. So you can use, you can donate to a bunch of different programs, but athletic fees are a big one that help out our students. You can either note it to a specific student if you would like, or if you just want to donate and help one of the athletic teams, you can specify which athletic team you would like it to go to in general or all athletics, and it would be split up for all athletic uses.
What happens to the money if tax credit donor says, just put it wherever?
So we also have a all no preference either for each school. So you could say to the high school for all no preference, and then that school has a group of people that would decide where those funds are most needed.
Well, that's nice instead of going to Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's where it would normally go.
We want to keep it local if we can.
Department of Revenue would say, yeah, we're going to use this the way we want to use it. And that's not a real good situation for the Havasu taxpayers. So.
Absolutely. We like to keep it local if we can.
So that's been the amount for a while, $200 and $400.
Yes. I won't lie. I'm fairly new to Arizona, but it has been that amount since I've been here.
So other states don't do this type of thing?
I came from Wyoming, and we did not.
Yeah. I don't think Nevada does either.
No, I don't believe so.
Right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. I know you listen to country. How many other country listeners do we have? Scan the all three. No wonder why you rode in the same car. That makes a lot of sense. Well, since I'm the only man in the room, right, and I can define what a man is, I'm going to play Hard Working Man by Brooks and Dunn, little 90s country. I don't know where I'm getting the laughs from, but you guys are a really good audience, I'll tell you that. But I only do one show a night, so, or one show a day during the midday. All right. Back with more in a moment. And thanks to Jason, by the way, Jason Usry from the Communications and Community Outreach Coordinator's Office. Appreciate you, man, for sending me these knowledgeable women, Aaron Horvath, Aaron Erickson, and Viviana Rowe. And we'll hear from Viviana when we come back, because she's got job opportunities for people out there that may have a little bit of a college education. Substitute coordinator. And you're not a substitute for the coordinator, you're a substitute coordinator.
Yes.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And the president of the school board is going to be on this hour as well, David Rose. And that'll be towards the bottom of the hour or after-ish. I like to use the word ish. All right. We'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us.
Come Friday night. I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning. A little
about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
All right, a little David Lee Murphy. I got to see David Lee Murphy, by the way. In concert, yeah. It was at the Coconino County Fair a couple years back.
Wow.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, he was good. You wouldn't believe the songs he does that are other people's songs, but he wrote them. Like a lot of Kenny Chesney. Yeah, I was in shock. Man is a bona fide songwriter, that's for sure. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Blonzy Steakhouse on North London Bridge Road. I'm so jealous of Melissa right now. She's on a cruise. And it's not to Alaska. It's like the other cruise, the warm one. I can't say. I don't want to say where she is. But anyway, she's having fun, and she's sending me pictures of all things. All right. And A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And welcome back to the show. We have a pair of Aarons and a Viviana here in the studio. And I want to talk to Viviana about substitute teaching. You're a substitute teacher coordinator. What are you looking for? What is the district looking for right now in substitute teachers?
Well, we're looking for a substitute teacher who is flexible, good classroom management, excellent communication skills, patience, reliable and professional, and that someone who can inspire and motivate students.
Whew. I'm not flexible. So.
I was waiting for your.
I do not do yoga. So that's perfect, man. I got David back here cracking up. No, what do you mean by flexible, though? Flexible hours? Flexible days? Like,
hours,
can be called
days,
on any time?
Yes, hours, days. Sometimes they sign up for an assignment, but arriving at the school, they need somebody to go to a different classroom.
Oh.
So they get switched around.
Wow.
And they should be. Be able to move around. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Flexible.
Do you really need a mastery of the subjects, though, that they're calling you for? Like, if you're subbing for a history teacher, do you need to really know history, or is it more of a management type of position where you're just managing a classroom for a day or two?
Yes.
Or three?
More of management. You don't have to be a professional at that assignment.
Oh, okay, perfect. And is there a big need right now for substitutes?
Yes. Every day.
It seems like there always is.
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, you know, life happens. So it's sometimes someone has to call out, emergencies, or they're sick, and we just need the help that we can get every day.
Okay. That makes sense. Is the pay good for substitute teachers? Like if somebody's looking for good part-time pay?
Yes. Our daily rate for a certified substitute is $140.
Oh.
And then for classified assignment, that's any other job that's not a teacher, that's $15.15 an hour.
$15.15 an hour, not too bad.
Yes.
Who makes a good substitute?
Oh.
Somebody with prior teaching experience?
Yes, definitely.
Do they?
Yes.
Depending on the circumstances of why they left, obviously.
Well, you know, a lot of them retire and they want something to do and they miss it, so they come back. And with ESI, they are able to work and make up their own schedule.
What's ESI?
ESI is the company that we use.
Oh, I got you.
To get hired.
Okay.
Yes.
So where do people go if they want to apply for a job as a substitute? Do I go to you for this?
No.
There you go.
No. You can. They can reach out to me. They can email me or call me. My email is viviana.rowe@lhusd.org. A phone call, 928-505-6901, and I'll give them information on ESI and how to apply with them.
So, again, it's Viviana, and that's Vivian with an A, dot Rowe, R-O-W-E, at LHUSD.org.
Yes.
I got it right.
Ha. Good job.
Yeah. You know, I remember things like...
You get an A for effort.
It's because I'm like 10-second Tom, right? And that was within the last 10 seconds, so it's perfect, right?
No timeouts.
Not yet.
No timeouts yet?
Not yet.
Oh, awesome. I like Ms. Harbeck. All right. So, and then what can people expect if they call in, you get their information and that? What's a turnaround? Is there an investigation process, you know, background checks, that sort of thing?
That is correct. You will need a fingerprint clearance card to be able to come in and work in our district.
See, I'm done.
You know all the answers.
No. That's not what I meant. David knows what I'm talking about. I'm in big trouble now. All right. So we've gone over school tax credits. We've gone over a few HR issues in that, and then substitute teachers, right?
Yes.
So. But you're still looking. We're looking for full-time teachers too.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
18
you had 18,
of them.
18 positions open.
We do.
What particular? I probably already asked you this. What particular subjects?
Fourth grade, sixth grade.
I did not ask you that then.
You did.
Fourth grade, sixth grade.
Listening.
Anything? I probably wasn't. I probably heard you, but was not actively listening. That's correct.
Special education.
What about anything
teachers.
After 10th grade?
Yes, we need some high school math teachers.
Ah, there you go.
PE teachers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too bad we didn't need a science teacher. You can go teach science.
I don't know about that. I'm be a better math teacher, actually. So, well, ladies, it's been great having you on the program.
Thank you for
welcome,
having us.
Welcome back
yes,
anytime.
Thank you.
Only if I don't have to stick to a script, though.
We'll work on that.
Because you've been on before.
I have.
You have been on before. But no, congratulations in being the district's HR director.
Thank you.
That's a big position and a big responsibility, and I'm glad they entrusted that in you.
Thank you.
Good job. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we're going to take our next break of the hour, and it's a little Toby Keith, the late, great Toby. It sounds weird to say that. The late, great Toby Keith. I actually met him. At Harrah's, I was on a crew there. And anyway, long story involved buying a basketball for Toby Keith's band. Yeah, because they lost their basketball. So, all right, back with more in a moment. We've got David Rose coming up next. You know, if he sat right there at the corner, he'd be a thorn between two roses. I'm just saying. The rose would be a thorn. All right, back with more in a moment. I've got him rolling off my tongue today. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Haven't you been told California's full of whiskey? Women and ghosts sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars. With a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart.
Actually, I got a confession to make here, David. It's one of my favorite karaoke songs right there. When I had a voice to do this before 2015, the flu hit me. And it hit me bad in the pipes, especially the high end. That was one of my favorite songs right there to sing karaoke. That is a challenge, too. And I love a challenge, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm playing Journey because Jonathan Cain's a good friend of yours.
Yeah, I was just with Jonathan Orlando. He is married to Pastor Paula White Cain, who is the head of our White House faith team and National Faith Advisory Board. So we were all together in Florida.
I feel like I should take back all the things I said about Jonathan Cain after he took Greg Rowley's job. There's two keyboard players. There's two Journeys, you know.
Yeah.
There's two eras of Journey.
Yeah.
Of course, Greg Rowley, the lead singer on Black Magic Woman. So, by Santana. Anyway, I digress. Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, by Springberg Wealth Management, also The Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, by SamsGuns.com, also by Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to buy local, or it is buy local. Are you looking for a pen? You looking for what? Something? You good? Post it? Oh, okay. You want to post it? No? He's signaling to me. I don't know why. He's not speaking to me. Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Oh, I see. You want me to fill. I gotcha. Well, let's talk about right now. David's going to step out of the room for a second. I just booked this yesterday with Pastor Darrell. The Calvary presents the Crossroads Car Show. It's the 18th annual. It's a classic car and bike show on March 14th. And Pastor Darrell's coming in on Monday. We're going to talk about this. Registration, 7 a.m. The show is 9 to 1 p.m., 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I think it's like a run what you brung or show what you brung type thing. Anyway, Crossroads 18th Annual Classic Car and Bike Show. That's why I have Pastor Darrell coming in. It's going to be at Havasu 95 Speedway on March 14th. Good chance to tell you about the Lincoln Day dinner coming up. I'm sure David Rose would not have a problem with this at all to talk about. The Mojave County Republican Central Committee, District 3, Lake Havasu, is hosting their Lincoln Day dinner. That is this Saturday night, 5 p.m., Chagrou's Bridgeview Room. There are a few tickets left. I had Luana Gillette come in and talk about this on Monday. And Alex Kalodin is one of the speakers. He's the Secretary of State candidate. And Ben Berquam, he's a TV host and national law and order correspondent for Real America's Voice. Special guests include Paul Gosar, Leo Biasucci, Hilde Angus, and Jody Segesser. And $125 per person, general admission, VIP tables. Still available, I do believe, but it's $175 for VIP. And the evening attire is, it says cocktail. I hadn't heard that as an attire before. So cocktail is the attire. Buy your tickets online, MojaveCountyGOP.com. There's still some tickets left. You can contact Pam Ford at the district headquarters for District 3, 855-8006. And that's at 2176 McCulloch, number 2. There's a live auction, 50-50, a basket raffle, and there's a gun raffle as well. That's a pretty sharp-looking weapon. And he's back! David Rose.
Let's roll.
President of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board. And you got some topics to talk about today. Probably my favorite topic, football.
Yes.
Except for our old coach left.
Right.
Of course. Coach
he's still
Carl.
He's still with the district, just in a different position. You know, as he was a teacher and is still in that position, just no longer coaching.
Carl Thompson.
And Carl Thompson.
He's going to be doing drive-bys on the announcers, trust me.
Yeah. And now we have our new football coach, Coach Tanner Kelly.
Nice.
So we're super excited, looking forward to what Coach Kelly brings, and you know, he's got some big shoes to fill, but we're super excited and looking forward to his leadership with our football team.
I heard he's a Hall of Famer.
Yes, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not Pro Football Hall of Fame, but the college that he went to, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a pretty successful quarterback, which probably means, was he on the coaching staff before with Coach Thompson?
He was.
So he coached the quarterbacks more than likely,
yeah,
which is why we had such a long line of qualified quarterbacks. Seems like one goes down and you got next man up, right?
Right.
He did a good job at that.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting good things.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we're looking forward to next season and what that brings.
All right, perfect. We also have a new assistant superintendent.
We do.
We have a superintendent, of course.
Yeah.
Dr. Becky.
Yes.
And she needed an assistant superintendent.
Right, yes. No, so Scott Becker, our principal of Lake Havasu High School, has been hired and approved by the governing board to be the assistant superintendent. So Mr. Becker will finish up his year at the high school and then will resign the high school at the end of the year. He's already, you know, made that public to his staff and families. And then next year we'll start in the district office. This year he's kind of, you know, starting. He's already began attending some meetings in at the DO, that type of thing. And We're really excited about that. And then we have opened up the district has opened up the position at the high school for the new principal's position. And we will keep the community informed as that moves forward.
I was going to say, you know, I should have picked up on that with Ms. Horvath, right?
Yeah.
And wait a minute, high school principal, how come I didn't pick up on that? But no.
You weren't listening.
No, I was listening. I just didn't put two and two together. That's my bad mathematics background right there. So, no, that's interesting because Mr. Becker's been principal for quite a while.
Yes. Yeah.
So what's the thinking here with the assistant superintendent position? Is this, is this a succession plan then?
It is. Potentially. We just feel that we want to create a pipeline of leaders in the district, grow, you know, something I presented and the fellow board members presented was grow our own leadership, and Havasu is unique to that. And so we're looking forward to what lies ahead with leadership and moving forward as far as principals and all of those. As you heard from Aaron, we've got two principal positions open, Jamaica Elementary School and then the high school. And we're looking forward to seeing within who applies. Of course, it's open to anyone to apply for those positions. And we want the absolute best candidate that is going to lead those schools to the next level, whether they are in district or out of district. At the end of the day, success of our students is what matters.
So besides his height and his ability to shoot free throws, what were the qualifications to get assistant superintendent?
You know, he has led that district, that school.
Yes.
He has turned the culture of Lake Havasu High School around. He is 3 years in a row has been an A school by the Arizona Department of Education. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of great successes. And he is a great leader, and we're looking forward to working with him in this new role.
That's awesome. You wanted to talk about benefits. Is there a new benefits package for employees?
Yeah, so in our previous board meeting, we approved for paid parental leave, which we're super excited about. So previous, if a teacher wanted to take leave to have a child, they would have to save up their sick days and use as much. Yeah, so
For maternity. Really?
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So now we have made that part of the package where they get paid maternity leave. And then we've also added additional bereavement days if they've lost a family member. And then 10% insurance increase that will be absorbed by the district. So
What's the length of time on the – let's start with maternity leave.
I believe it was a total of 6 weeks.
Okay. That's about normal.
Yeah. So – we're super excited, and we support families.
Yeah.
And we also need to support the families of the school district employees as well.
Bereavement's so, it's almost complicated now because you have, you know, people used to, and I know this is a strange topic, but I'm going to get into it anyway. Loved ones used to be buried in a certain amount of time. Now it kind of stretches out to where you have up to 2 months, it seems like, sometimes before a celebration of life happens.
Yeah.
That makes the process a little complicated, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Yeah, and so on the bereavement, it covers all immediate family. So, and then like sister-in-law, brother, you know. So if your wife's brother has passed away, you know, that type of thing. You know, we want to take care of family.
Okay, so it does apply to in-laws.
Correct.
Okay, that's good. All right, what about early release days?
Yes.
This had to be one of the stickiest topics in a while.
It has. You know,
what was the other one? The vacation, I think it was.
Fall break.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You would have thought they were building medians in the schools.
Right? Oh, my God. Yeah, that's something we don't want to do.
Exactly.
Thank goodness we're not the city. But, as you know, the district historically has always had early release days on Thursdays. And we had sent out to families and parents, parents, teachers, and staff, as far as looking at new options for early release, either A, move it to Friday, or B, get rid of it. And so we have not seen the results of that survey yet. That will be presented to us in our next governing board meeting, where we also will be voting. I'm sorry, we're going to have a special session in regards to that, where we want parents and families and staff to be able to come and be able to give their feedback to us and speak in an open meeting. And then in our governing board meeting, we'll be making a decision.
Wow, no decision made yet.
Not
That's
at all.
That's almost a no win, I hate to tell you.
Yeah, no predetermined decision. You know, we want to hear the results of the survey, and at the end of the day, it is what is best for students.
Right.
You know, that's we have to remember that's why we're here is student achievement, but also respecting family time and understanding as, for my position as board president, we need to develop great scholars, but we also need to respect families' time with it together with their children. So,
how, you know, we were talking in the first half of the show about teacher recruitment and that. How tough is that process with the current, you know, the rental situation here, real estate availability and that sort of thing. You know, sometimes first year teachers, it might be tough to find first year teacher, even though the salary has gone up to $50,000 right. minimum, which congratulations, that was an excellent move.
Yeah.
But how tough is that process for teacher recruitment and retainment?
This year, I don't think we've had much issue.
Nice.
From what I understand, we were able to fill a good majority of the classrooms. The positions that Aaron was sharing with you today are, I believe teachers are going to be retiring, this coming year and, who have come to the end of their tenure and are ready to move on to retirement. And, we're thankful for their service, but also understand that you want to enjoy your golden years. But, as far as I understand, we've not had any issues. I know they had in the past, but I really believe the raises that we have given have been a huge help.
Right. Anything else that you wanted to talk about that I didn't get? I was writing furiously.
ASU dorms.
Oh.
So as we had a vote recently where we agreed unanimously as a governing board to negotiate with ASU on their dormitories, and so we're moving forward with that.
Here in town?
Yes. So
the ones that were being used.
Yes. So we... actually are in the middle of a negotiation. We'll have an update soon as far as purchasing those and that becoming school district property. And then...
wait a minute. This is for employees then?
No. Potential teachers. We're looking at great opportunities of what could be done with those dorms, teacher housing, potential... You know, if looking at if another university comes in, could they utilize some of that as well? So there's a lot of opportunity on the table. And, of course, with the Daytona property, there's been a lot of discussion about, hey, we should move another middle school there. We don't need that. We could put another right now at Thunderbolt Middle School. We're at around 700 student enrollment. We could easily put another 300 students
really?
At Thunderbolt. So while we have gotten some feedback, hey, we need another middle school, actually we do not. And that would just be an additional unneeded cost to the district.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the cost to run that property alone is around $200,000 a year just to run the campus.
Operations costs.
The operations of the Daytona property. And we are currently absorbing that because ASU is no longer on the campus. So as we look at opportunity, we got to make sure it makes sense for the district and the community.
There's a lot of talk about another college coming to town, too.
Yep.
Is that in the works?
There are several discussions that are happening. I can tell you there's been no predetermined decision that has been made by the governing board. And we have actually not even had a board meeting together as a board in regards to any future tenant that is potentially interested. So all of those discussions are coming up in the future, and when they do, we will make the community aware.
Is that the only property outside of the high school and the six elementary schools and the middle school? Is that the only property the district has, or are there other properties?
There are several properties.
Really?
Yeah, there are several properties throughout the district that are currently vacant.
Uh-huh.
Throughout the city that the district owns. We have our Buena Vista property, which is our largest vacant property.
I didn't know that.
That property had been set aside believing that one day there would be a high school built on that campus for the south side. There is no need for that. So as we move forward and we think about opportunity, we're looking at what could we do with these properties. Hmm. Should we sell them? Of course, if we do that, it has to go to the ballot for a vote by the community.
Sure.
And so there's a lot on the table, a lot of decisions to be made in the future.
Speaking of which, there's the 800-pound elephant in the room right there, override. It was mentioned on the front page of the paper, and then Mr. Greeley's name was in the article and all
right.
that. Well, I was a little surprised. I hadn't talked to anybody about this yet, but is there a possibility for an override coming?
So there's been discussions for a bond, and override has been brought up as well.
There's a difference then?
There is a major difference. Right now I'm having discussions about a bond. I have been approached about override, and we want to do what's best for the district. I also want to respect our community members. And so a bond is totally different. Bond money goes to our facilities. It is the funding mechanism that unfortunately is required whenever we're looking to update properties, build new schools, that type of thing. Uh-huh. I can tell you that we have three campuses right now that are severely outdated and are going to need to be updated, most likely torn down and new schools built. So those are conversations that we are just in the beginning stages of having. Mr. Greeley has agreed to head up those conversations as a community member, as someone who has been a great partner with the school district and others as well. So we are just in the beginning stages of that. We will hear from those that also believe that we need an override. Right now, I believe we're in a great financial position in speaking with our superintendent and CFO. As you know, we gave a great teacher raise.
Yes.
That is currently sustainable as long as our enrollment stays the same. But there's a lot that goes on with that. How long is
absolutely.
It? How long are we sustainable for that? And student enrollment affects that. A lot of things affect that moving forward. So, again, those are just beginning conversations. There's nothing set in stone at this time other than the bond side. We know it is absolutely 1,000% needed. And, of course, for that to happen, it has to be approved by the governing board for to even be an option to go to the ballot.
So if bond is for operations, is override for capital?
Overrides for capital. Okay. Override is overridden capital.
Building capital.
Construction
not just capital.
No, that's the bond.
Okay.
The override would go to teacher raises or whatever the community sees fit for. So two totally separate things. One, the bond is paid back. And then the override raises your taxes.
I hadn't even thought of this topic.
Yeah.
When I spoke to you, I thought there were going to be a lot of other things to deal with you on the show, obviously. So no, that's big news for the community. And before you start going, well, I don't have children in this district, it still affects you.
Right.
It affects you greatly.
Well, I can tell you the three schools that we're looking at right now, Starline Elementary, Havasu High, and Lake Havasu High School. These facilities are, 50, 60 years old.
Yeah.
And are severely outdated, not just with technology, but outdated. There's no fire suppression systems, in some of these schools. A lot of things, safety issues that I'm not able to discuss.
Sure.
We really need to look at those and say, okay, what do we do? How do we fix this? And let's make sure we're putting students first, the safety of our students and staff, and making the right conservative decisions
right.
at the same time.
So. Are you keeping an eye on what's happening in Phoenix right now at the Capitol as far as education goes?
Yeah.
What are some of your bigger concerns?
Right now, I've been to education committee and have testified, and it's one of those things. Anything conservative wise education tries to get done right now is going to be vetoed by the governor. So do I think a lot of the bills they're trying to push are going? One of the bills that is being looked at is to affect overrides, and so that is something I'm monitoring very closely. I do believe the governor will veto that. So a lot of things that could come out that could change a lot how we make decisions as governing boards.
A lot of times that can go to a referendum too.
Correct.
Can go to the ballot.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens and keep the community updated. I know Carol Nowakowski does a great job at that as well. She watches the legislative, gives the governing board every month a legislative update, and so we will keep the community informed as well.
I'll give our local representation a lot of credit when it comes to referendums and that. You finally figured out that the best strategy with a governor like this that's veto heavy is to go to the ballot.
Correct.
It just started as a referendum.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
All right. Are we good?
We're good.
All right. Perfect. A little more Journey for you then?
All right. Let's roll.
I like this song anyway. It's called When You Love a Woman, right? Little experience with that?
Yes, a little bit.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot, let you know who's on the show tomorrow. Not hard to figure out, by the way. I believe it is Brian Springer. We're going to have another Friday show. They keep calling them special editions. It's becoming normal again to have a Friday show. We're going to have Mojave College on, speaking of education. James Jarman will be in. And I'm going to take a short break and let you know what's happening when we come back. Stay with us on Speak Out.
I can't believe it's what is true. See your world inside out.
is one of my favorite Journey songs right there. Great, great, great melody. Classic. When You Love a Woman by Journey. All right, I just spoke with Michelle Gardia. There are tickets still available for this weekend's Southwest Chowder Fest. It's the fifth annual. It is this Saturday, February 28th, from 12, that is noon, to 6 p.m., VIP at 11 a.m. $35 tickets in advance. You go to southwestchowderfest.com, and you'll be able to get tickets for Chowderfest. Garage Boys are going to be there, Johnny and the B-Goods, and the Scott Perry Band also playing at Southwest Chowderfest. It's become known for its music as well as great food, great chowder. All right, that's what we call it back. It's called Chowder. Hey, Chowderhead. All right, Southwest Chowder Fest this Saturday, February 28th. All right, on tomorrow's show, we'll have Brian Springberg, of course. Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. And Carrie Hemme's going to come in tomorrow afternoon. I can't wait. She's the best hugs, what can I say? And then we'll have Mojave College on Friday. Notice I didn't say the other word to go with that. Ha! I think I've got that thing like. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.